and welcome. You are listening to At Home with Ifenu. Here, we'll talk about helping women know and understand their worth, find fulfillment in who they are, and in what they do. Every other week, we'll talk about your identity as a woman, discovering your unique purpose, intentionally raising the next generation, and your influence in homemaking. I am your host, Ifeoma Nneka Omoni.
Hello, 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 and welcome to an interesting time on At Home with Ifeanyi. How are you doing today? It's another new day, a great day, filled with expectations and benefits beyond our wildest imagination. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are connecting with us globally. What a wonderful day it is. And it promises to be rewarding and worth your time as you listen to today's episode. So how are you doing? Are you on your way to work? Are you at home? Are you in your shop, your business venue, wherever you are? Please just give us your listening attention for the next few minutes. It promises to be rewarding. It promises to be illuminating, inspiring, and liberating. Yes, as we do and take action on the things we learn, we begin to see the new you. We begin to see the new me. Remember this year, our focus is on becoming that new person, because our year can only be good when Ifeanyi is, you know, a new person. Our year can be new, I meant. If Ifeanyi changes, if Ifeanyi doesn't change, it's still the same calendar, it's still the same months, it's still the same days of the week. So what are you going to do today to move forward in your character, in your attitude, in the way you respond, in how you handle difficulties, because they will always be there? Those are things that are part of life. So I welcome you and I say welcome to another time on At Home with Ifeanyi. So today I want to talk about what I tagged: quit the comparison and the peer pressure. Quit the comparison and the peer pressure. Some of us might think that peer pressure is only found amongst young children or the young ones, but interestingly, it also happens with us adults. So even adults too, they have peer pressure. They go through that time when they are at a point whether they should join the crowd or they should remain, you know, in the place or that point where their values and the things that drive their life determines their choices. So I say again, quit the comparison and peer pressure. What does it mean to quit? Very simple: to leave, usually permanently. You know, sometimes some people say, I quit my job, I don't want to do that job again. So it means you leave a particular profession, a particular job permanently. Quit could also be seen as to get rid of. So today's topic is telling us that we need to get rid of comparison. We need to get rid of comparison and peer pressure. You know, it could be very negative to our well-being. It could be an obstacle to becoming the new you, the better version of you that will bring about the new year you desire. Comparison aims to measure the similarities of two or more people or things. You know, comparing yourself with another person, with another friend. It even happens in homes, comparing children. It is wrong. It is out of order. It doesn't help, especially when not handled properly. Comparison could also mean to examine people or things to see how they are similar or how they are different. Do you know, even identical twins, that, you know, using that word identical, so it shows that they look alike, but there are still some differences, you know, between those twins and people that
seem to look alike, there's always something different, something unique about each individual. So why do we fall into this comparison? We'll get to find out as we continue in today's episode. Then I'd like to briefly define what does peer pressure mean. Peer pressure is the influence from members of one's peer group, a feeling that one must do the same things as other people of one's age or social group are doing in order to be liked and respected by them. I'm sure as you think about it, you will know that it is not only children that want to feel among. It is not only children or young people that want, you know, to be respected by their peers, by those that they are in that same age bracket. We all fall prey into this. And it is a choice we have to make. We need to make a positive choice not to be influenced negatively by peer pressure. So it means that your choices are determined by what people are going to say. How are they going to see me? Oh, I'm not going to be part of that group. The things that should drive your choices are your values. What are your values? What do you hold cherish and dear to yourself? Those are the things, not comparing yourself with your sibling, with your friends and your classmates and your colleagues. Whoever you are, the spirit of comparison and peer pressure is pushing us to the extreme of not becoming our real selves. So we are losing our authenticity when we are under that peer pressure, wanting to feel among, wanting to be liked. Yes. There's a phrase called approval addiction. So we want to be approved by our friends, our contemporaries. And when we don't get such, we feel, oh, let me just join them. And there's another phrase that says, if you don't beat them, join them. No, please don't join them. Be yourself, be original, be authentic. There will be no other you like you. There will be no other person like you on earth. So why do you want to, you know, fall into that trap and lose who God has created you to be? So I came here to remind us that we need to quit it. We need to leave permanently and get rid of every form of negative peer pressure, every form of comparison that is making us, you know, live not in our original self, who God has created us to be. One of the fastest ways to discouraging ourselves and getting trapped by envy is when you compare yourself to others. The tendency for us to start being jealous and envious of our friends, our colleagues, you know, is very, very high when we sit down and start analyzing, comparing, what car does she drive? What home does she live in? Oh, I wish I had a spouse like her own or his own, or if it's for the male, oh, I wish my wife, why is my wife not behaving like this woman? No, please don't compare. Don't, even amongst your children, don't compare, you know, one child with another. You can challenge them. You need to use wisdom in doing this, because there's a way comparison could help to motivate and inspire us if handled properly. Take note, I said if handled properly, but if not handled properly, it could lead to jealousy, envy, which is not what we should dwell on. So there is no need to get into that discouragement when we are always comparing ourselves. Do your work well, live your life well, and then you will have something to be proud of. But don't compare yourself with others. This is the Bible verse that I just want to share. Do your work well, live your life well. So if we do our work well, if we live our life, you know, with our best and to our best ability, and then you will have something to be proud of. It might not be exactly like what the other person has, but you would know that, okay, I put in the effort, I did my best. There is nobody that is not good at something. There is nobody, no matter how little and insignificant you might look at it. You might be good in organizing, you might be good in, you know, handling organizations and parties and things like that. You might be good in bringing life to a group, you know, motivating others. Whatever it is, please never look down on yourself. Do your work well, put in your best efforts with the gifts and the talents you have been blessed with, you know, and at the end of the day, you'll be proud of it. So there'll be no need for you to compare yourself with someone else. God has a specific plan for your life, and you can never accomplish His plan for your life by looking at others. Just imagine you are going straight, you are going to a particular street, and then you, instead of going looking forward, you are turning to your side and looking, you are going to end up having an accident because you are looking in another direction. You are not focused on where you are going to. So someone might say, so if anyone, does it mean we should not look at anybody? We should not, anybody doing a great job? Or no, that's not what I'm saying. But don't get into that trap of you start saying, okay, look at what she's doing at this particular age, someone got married, or by this time I should have finished my PhD. No, please take it easy, calm down, and then follow God's timing, follow God's plan for your life. Like I said, if you don't follow God's plan for your life, and instead you are looking at others, you will end up comparing yourself with them. You cannot fulfill God's plan by competing with them, by copying them, just because you want to fit in and be part of the trends. Just because you want to be among those that seemingly are trending. And as we delve in more, there's a particular reason why this comparison has been heightened in the days we live in. Theodore Roosevelt gave a quotation and said, comparison is the thief of joy. So many of us are not enjoying our lives. Many of us don't have joy because we are comparing ourselves. You are comparing yourself with your sibling, your sister. You know, you say, oh, my sister is doing this, she's making a lot of money, or my friend is doing that, by this time I should have gotten to. No, please, we are all on different journeys. Even if you are the same age, even if you are twins, even if you are from the same family, don't allow comparison to steal your joy. Never compare yourself with others. You know why? You have no idea what their journey is all about. You don't. And you are only looking at one side of the coin. You cannot see what is on the other side. You can't see the price they might have paid. You can't see the areas they are bleeding or they are lagging behind. So why do you want to focus on what someone else is doing and allow it to steal your joy? Don't allow comparison, don't allow peer pressure to steal your joy. You just want to have one life and you need to live it, enjoying it, filled with joy. A flower does not think of competing with another flower next to it. It just blossoms, it just blooms. Can you imagine? A flower does not think of competing with the next flower by its side, because it will bloom. There is no need. I usually say the sky is very wide, so wide that even if all of us are doing the same thing, we will still prosper as long as we put in our best, we know who we have been called to be, and we do our best. We will bloom, we will flourish. So there's no need to start comparing ourselves. We won't dare compare ourselves with those who think so much of themselves, but they are foolish to compare themselves with others. Those who compare themselves with others are said to be foolish. That's what God's word says. I'd just like to give a little example. So I belong to a Bible study group. And in that Bible study group, we have three Bakers. Yes, okay, all of us in that group are homemakers. So we are not in paid employment. So we do our little businesses and little things here and there like that. So we are four in that group. And three of us are bakers. We bake. I am one of the bakers, though I'm not taking it so seriously. My enthusiasm for baking, I don't know, as the years came by, I still bake to eat or whatever, but well, so we are three bakers in that Bible study group. What really brought us together was because we are homemakers, we want to study God's word and use God's word as a tool to encourage ourselves and to build our homes. And the three of us that are bakers are very good at different areas in baking. So one of us is wonderful with buttercream icing decoration. Wow. I patronized the other two bakers. That's the truth. Recently, I patronized one of them. And the other one is very good with fondant decorating. You know, and do you know the interesting thing? We have exchanged recipes. We call ourselves and ask ourselves, okay, what do you use for this and what do you use for that? There is no form of competition. None of us have said, no, if I tell Ifeanyi what I use for my cake, Ifeanyi will collect my my customers. You could have your trade secrets, that's no problem. But to be very sincere, and I pray that it will never have its way amongst us, there is no form of comparison or competition. I am even looking forward to us collaborating and seeing how we can do something together. Yes, that's the spirit. So why do you need to compare yourself? So we have three bakers in that group. In fact, there was one year we all baked and gave the fourth person that is not a baker, and we very soon we initiate her. You know, interestingly, that other sister's daughter she loves baking, so you can imagine. But we don't see ourselves as competitors, not at all. Exchanging of recipes, asking questions, you know, we visit each other, we eat each other's cakes or whatever we make, and we enjoy ourselves. But I've never seen any trace of competition. No. And it's very possible because you have found out that everyone has their own niche, even though you are doing the same. So you can have the same profession, the same business, but coming together will help you rub minds together, see how you can help each other, you know, encourage yourselves, because there's something unique about each of us. So in that group, there's no form of competition. Rather, I see collaboration, and very soon, the big collaboration, I'm sure, will come very, very soon as God leads us. So there's no need for us to compare ourselves. Some of the areas that are common to our comparison is in our career, in our business, what we do, like what I just shared, in our relationships. So some of us, we compare our spouse, the way our spouse looks, the way our spouses behave, we compare our children, we compare the friends, this and that, and then we compare and talk about our fashion, the way we look, our shape, our size. One tool that has heightened and put us under unnecessary pressure and this comparison is social media. Social media has a significant impact on how we perceive ourselves and the world around us. While it empowers us to display our best selves and foster connections, so it is through the internet I can connect with you today. This is a good use of it. It can also fuel connections with people all over the world. It can help us, you know, learn, we can do online courses and things like that. But it can also fuel harmful comparison and distort our understanding of reality. Many of us have left living naturally, that is connecting with people physically. So we are on social media. Some of us can be there from morning till night. I don't know how we do it, you know, because you have other things to do at home. you are going to eat, you are going to shop, you are going to, if you are at work, you are going to do your work. I know many times we say, my business is online, my business is online. But many times we end up scrolling, looking, analyzing. Then before you know what, you start saying, is this not my mate? Is this not my classmate? Look at what she's doing. Look at what he's doing. Look at the car this man just got. You are looking, see what they are saying about those that have jackpot, or should I join them? So many things that are not real, and that we are not seeing the flip side of whatever these people are projecting on social media. Therefore, to navigate this digital landscape wisely, that is social media, we must proceed with mindfulness, staying true to our authentic selves and values. We must not forget that our life is not on social media. Social media is supposed to be a tool for learning, connecting, maybe with those through virtual, the virtual world. Just like I'm connecting with you now. I can't see you physically, I can't see your face physically, but we are learning together. We are relating and connecting together. So, one thing that this social media does is that if you don't put limits, if you don't guard yourself, you tend to follow the trends, you tend to be under that pressure, peer pressure, and you start analyzing and comparing yourself. So for you to be different, it means you are going to get ready to go against the culture and the norm as it is today. So the norm is that, you need to have, serious followership, how many followers and how many people are following you on either your YouTube channel or whatever. Very good. But to be very sincere, life is beyond all those logarithms and what we see on the social media space. You need to go against this culture in order to follow God's ways. Remember, At Home with Ifeanyi is a platform where we see three things from God's perspective and God's ways. And I would like to read this scripture to help us in not conforming, in not following the pressure and the tide of comparing ourselves, because it is not wise to do so. So I am reading from Romans 12, 1 to 2, and it says, so here's what I want you to do. This writer is telling us that this is what I want you to do. God helping you, take every day, ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, your going to work, your walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't be so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You will be changed from inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. We are being encouraged in what I have read that we must not fall into following the trends and the unnecessary pressures. You don't need to imitate and follow the trends just because you want to be liked by people, just because you want to seem to be trending and you know what is happening. I say to myself, sometimes I say, it's okay to miss out. It's okay to miss out on what is not in line with God's plan for you. So don't ever think that you have to become someone else to be relevant and fulfilled. No, that's a lie. Let go of every form of peer pressure. There's a wedding and there is ashwebi, that is the uniform material or dress or whatever. You don't have the resources for it. Please wear what you have. And sometimes when we look at it, sometimes you might have the color of, it might not be exactly that material, but if you have a color that is close to it, please joyfully wear it and go. I don't think you'll be sent away because you didn't get that outfit, you know, the ashwebi, the uniform for the wedding or the occasion. I don't think so. There was a wedding like that I attended, you know, years back before I even got married. And I didn't have the resources to buy the ashwebi. I went for the wedding. Do you know that two of us that represented a group, we came for that wedding. We didn't have the so-called ashwebi or the material or the color of the day, but we were the only ones from that group that represented our group that came for that wedding. So the question is, would it have been better that we didn't come because we didn't have the ashwebi and nobody from that group, you know, was represented at that wedding? But we came, and the couple, they were happy to see us. They were excited. And sometimes you're being different from everybody that is wearing the same would even bring attention to you, and you will even be noticed. You that you are feeling you will not be noticed because you don't have, you end up in because you are wearing something different and maybe nice, you know, but that's not really the goal. What I'm trying to say is, let's be ourselves. What we also model to our children is who and what they are going to pick from us. So if we live under this pressure, this peer pressure, if our children see that, you know, mommy must, and it's like she's really disturbed, she must get this, she must get that, they would feel that that is how life is. But we should follow our hearts, follow our values, even if it means that it's going to be against the tide, which is difficult, I know. So if you are going to be a distinguished person in not following culture, get ready not to be accepted, get ready not to have a large followership. But I can say that if you consistently follow your values and who you truly are, over time, it might not happen immediately, you will find out that people will start respecting you for who you are. People start respecting your authenticity of being original and not just following a crowd that might not be going anywhere. You will always come across someone who is better than you in one area of life. If you like, marry a very beautiful wife or the most handsome man today. After you marry your spouse, you are going to find somebody that is more beautiful than the wife and more handsome than your husband. So what are you going to do? Are you going to start analyzing? No, appreciate what you have. There's always somebody that is also admiring what you have that you might not be appreciating. Can you see how life is? So one thing that you should always do so that you don't fall into this comparison trap is remember that nobody has it all at the same time. The grass is not greener on the other side. I gave that as one key in my book, The Home CEO. The grass is green where you pay attention to. The grass is green where you put your best effort and you give your best and you enjoy what you have. You might not agree with me that nobody has it all at the same time, but I know that everybody has one area or the other of their life where they are still work in progress, an area where they need help, an area where they are crying and might be bleeding. So why don't you just be your authentic self? Why do you want to be fake? Why do you want to be a copycat and lose who you truly are? Dear listener, in order for you to be that new you that will give you a new year, you must remember that you need to embrace your uniqueness and be the best in who you truly are. Let us stop and quit this comparison and peer pressure. Comparing ourselves to others is a neutral human tendency. We do it. We live and work among people. Every day we come across people. We observe their behaviors, their relationships, their accomplishments. And then when we combine observing the behaviors, accomplishments, and relationships of people with social media,
you find that you are likely to be stuck in the comparison trap. Comparing and constantly looking at others, regardless of the effort you are putting. You are working so hard, but despite all the effort you are putting, you find it difficult to appreciate what you have and who you are. We might say that comparison could be motivating at times. It could inspire us to be a better person, you know, if we handle it well. But we must be careful not to allow it to push us to the point where it even affects us mentally. The disadvantages of comparison are enormous, but I'll just mention a few here. Comparison encourages cultivating a tendency to dwell on your past mistakes and shortcomings. So because you've seen a colleague of yours, a friend of yours, your sibling, your neighbor, whoever it is around you, you know, has attained some accomplishments, you start saying, oh, look at me. I couldn't even finish this program. I couldn't even do this. You now go back to past mistakes and shortcomings. This is not healthy for your well-being. Comparison also instills envy and jealousy, like I said, you know, due to the attributes or possessions or achievements and other desirable qualities that you see in those around you. Comparison reduces self-confidence. You will lack, you know, that ability to believe in yourself. Even when you are good, even when people are telling you that, wow, you find it difficult to even accept compliments. When you dwell more on your imperfections, when you dwell more on your mistakes and your failures, this would have a negative effect on your confidence. Comparison also affects our mental health and our well-being. So let us quit comparing ourselves and let's do away with that peer pressure. I will quickly share four ways we can quit comparison and peer pressure. The first one is gratitude. Gratitude through journaling and celebrating your uniqueness. When we focus on the highlights of someone else's life, we may never, you know, enjoy the beauty of our own world. We are likely to overlook the gold we have within us. If you find yourself taking these sources of joy, these daily sources, you know, because every morning you wake up, like I started today's episode saying, it's a great day filled with possibilities, filled with benefits. If we don't have that mindset, we are and we start with grumbling, and you also start comparing yourself. You turn on your phone early in the morning, first in the morning, and you are scrolling down Instagram. It's not going to motivate you to be your best that day at work. So why don't you cultivate a gratitude journal? Why don't you start a gratitude journal to start writing the things that, you know, that are unique about you? Celebrate your uniqueness. It is said that if you don't celebrate what you have, nobody will celebrate you. If you don't appreciate who you are and what you have, you will never be celebrated. Gratitude can have so many benefits in our well-being and help quit that spirit of comparison and peer pressure. So instead of looking at what we lack and what we don't have, let us focus on what we have. What are you grateful for today? Take a moment, sit down, set some time out, and write down those little things and even the big things that you are grateful for. If you continue in this practice and it becomes a habit, you'll find out that there's less pressure because you will always flip back to the things that you are grateful for. So let's cultivate a grateful habit through journaling, writing down the things that we are grateful for, and celebrate your uniqueness. Celebrate your originality and the flavor you have. Like I said, if you don't live the life you have been called to live, if you live the life of others, nobody will be you. So it means the world will miss having you, the authentic you. The second way we can quit comparison and peer pressure is by taking a break from social media. Yes. This is the real deal that has to do with this comparison thing. There are some truths that our digital lives, you know, online, helps to enforce our achievements and a lot of things. So online, we see how people put up vacations, what they have achieved. Some people even put what they are eating and what they are dressed in and things like that. If you find yourself scrolling through social media and comparing your life with someone else, consider taking a moment and reflect on why are you really on this social media handle, and what's the purpose? How are you using it? Are you using it to be productive, or you are using it, you know, to bring yourself down? So there's a reason. If you don't know the purpose of a particular thing, then that abuse tends to come in. So in taking a break from social media, you must know why you use social media. You must know how. You must know maybe the time limits, you know, and things like that. When we use social media without clear intentions or limits, it has a tendency to be harmful to our well-being. So the first thing I said is be grateful and celebrate your uniqueness. The second thing is take a break from social media. Some people take breaks from social media, you know, for days. Some people say, okay, after 30 minutes or 1 hour, I will not continue on social media. Whatever you can do, or your plan you devise, just make sure that that plan of use of social media and how you use it aligns with your values and your needs. You need human connection. We can't live all our lives online. We need human connection both in person and online. So there must be a balance. There must, you know, you must put a line to say, oh, this is the limit. I can't go beyond this. This is just to help to stop and to quit every form of comparison and every form of pressure that is coming from our friends and from those in our circle. The third way we can quit comparison is that you should compare yourself today, your present self, to your past self. So take a moment. This is, I think, coming to the end of the first quarter of this year. So can you take a moment and look at yourself between January and now? It doesn't need to be something so big. And reflect, or take a moment and look at last year and where you are now, or the last 5 years, or even, like I said, months ago. Are you still the same person you were? If you're still the same person you were, which will not give us the new you and the new year, then it means maybe we are not taking action steps on what we are learning that will now change our behavior. Change takes time. Growth takes time. I'm not saying that you must dramatically change. But if you look at yourself, let's take it for last year or 2 years or 5 years. Are you still the same person you were at that time? So if you see that you are not the same person, you have even grown some relationships you didn't have before, why won't you be proud of that? Compare yourself. Now you're comparing yourself, your past self, with your present self. You're not comparing yourself with somebody else. Your competition is yourself now. Who was Ifeanyi 5 years ago, and who is she now? I can tell you that I, Ifeanyi, I'm not the same person I was 2 years ago, or even last year. There are some changes that are taking place. It's still going on. I'm still evolving. So take your personal growth in your character, in the way you handle issues, in your investments, in your life to make yourself better, as something that could inspire you and could help you know that there's no need competing or comparing yourself with someone else. Having this reflective moment of comparing your present you to your past you will allow you to gain a clearer perspective of your own growth. You'll find out that you have grown. Do you know that the fact that children are with you every day, we tend not to see that they are growing. We are talking about physical growth now. Until when you see that their shorts are jumping, their trouser is jumping, or their shoes are tight, you know. So sometimes you might not know that even us too are changing, and I hope it's change for good. So this will help you to have a better perspective and will be more productive than comparing yourself with your friend, with your sibling, with your neighbor, or whoever you know you are, even if it's someone you are looking up to, even if it's a mentor or someone that inspires you. Always know that there is something unique about you. Always know that it should not encourage competition. It should inspire you to work better, to improve on yourself. To help keep track of your own progress and success, think about making that daily and weekly journal, like I mentioned. And the questions that could help you look at your present self, your current state, and your past self are questions like, what makes me feel proud about today or this week? What have I accomplished this week? What have I learned this week? Since I started listening to At Home with Ifeanyi podcast, what has been the different thing in my life? How has it influenced my home? How has it influenced the way I see myself, my identity? You know, what challenges have I been able to face this week, this month, and even in this first quarter so far in 2024? When we look at it and when we approach our life comparing ourselves presently with the past selves, we would honestly know where we need to make improvements. Like I said, you are just seeing one side of that person you are looking at, the flip side. Social media will never show you the challenges those people faced before they brought those beautiful pictures of whatever, whether it's their body shape, whether it's, you know, the way they look, whether it is what they are doing. There are things that are behind the scene. Even in this podcast that I'm recording and I'm sending to you, there are places that need to be edited before it comes out to you. So you don't see those parts that are edited. That is how people too are editing their lives. It's just to tell you that nobody has it all, and the grass is not just green on that other person's side. Yours is green if you will pay attention, if you will do your work, but don't compare yourself with the next person, because your journeys are not the same. Your destiny is not the same. We might be going the same route. We might be on the road and somebody suddenly turns to the left. Will you say that you are going to turn to the left just because you just like the person's car? No, that's not your destination. So regardless of how big or small each moment of success is that you have, you know, and matters to you, just make sure that you don't compare yourself with others. Rather, compare your present self with your previous version of yourself and see where you need to make adjustments and improve. And remember that growth takes time. Don't be too hard on yourself. Yes, we know you need to be disciplined, but don't be under that pressure just because you want to impress the next person. And the fourth thing that could help us quit this comparison and peer pressure is to create an accountability group that supports and encourages growth instead of competition. I shared with you earlier a group of homemakers that I belong to, and the basic thing we do is to study God's word. We believe that God's word is the material we can use to build our lives, we can use to build our homes. And I told you how amongst us, it wasn't intentional. I just found out when the group started that, three of us bake in this place. And we discovered that we have our strengths, even in the baking industry. We have our uniqueness. So those kind of groups are very good. They encourage us to grow. They encourage us, you know, to support each other. That Bible study group is an accountability group. How? It helps us make sure that we study. It's not easy. We study our Bible every day. So beyond you just saying, okay, you have people that are there. And then we also share, when we share our learnings, what we learned from what we read, it also helps us to see the perspective of where someone else is seeing the same thing that we read or we studied together. So have such accountability groups. They will help fight and quit and prayerfully. So you will attract your kind. So if you see that you are in a group where there is competition and you sense envy and jealousy, and we as women in particular, we have the tendency to know when such is in a group we belong to. So maybe
you can just excuse yourself. You don't need to stay in a toxic group or environment. So create that accountability group of support that could encourage growth instead of competition. And in closing, I would like to say, comparison and peer pressure can leave you feeling down about yourself, envious of others, and this is not what it should be. Your greatest competition is yourself, not the other person. So let us quit every form of comparing, every form of peer pressure, every form of approval addiction. God is your source. God is the one that created you and endowed you with all you have. He is the one you should be asking, God, is this what you want me to do? Is this how I should go about this? Others could inspire you. When I look at what others do, yes, there's this tendency of saying, oh, Ifeno, you should have done this. But I have learned that not everything good for somebody is necessarily good for Ifeno. So some things might not be bad in themselves. But the big question is it good for you? Or is that what God wants for you? I think that's a better way to put it. Is that God's plan for your life? It could be good for my sister. It could be good for my neighbor. But is that God's plan for your life? It doesn't necessarily need to be bad. It doesn't need to be a bad thing. But the question is, what is God saying about you? When you live life in this perspective, it will help you quit every form of jealousy, of comparing yourself. And I want you to know that you need to quit this for you to become that new you, for you to be the better version of yourself, so that the year will truly be a new one. So quit comparison, quit every form of peer pressure, despite the trends, because there will be so much more ahead of us as we continue living here on this side of the veil. So the earlier we quit it, the better. And it doesn't help our health too, our mental health and even our physical health. So let's quit every form of comparison and peer pressure. If you haven't gotten my book, The Home CEO, 7 Keys to Finding Fulfillment as a Homemaker, I encourage you to get a copy. One of the keys there talks about the grass is not greener on the other side. No job has it all. No job. It's all about choices. It's all about perspective. And it's all about priorities. It's all about choices, our perspectives, and our priorities. When you have that in alignment with God's plan for your life, you will not have that tendency to fall into the comparison trap. So, welcome to another version of you that is quitting every form of comparison and peer pressure.
Thanks for joining us this week on At Home with Ifeno. Check us out on Instagram at Ifeno17. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next in 2 weeks' time.